Afghanistan is a country in which we've been involved, Sam, for 16 years, since 9/11/01. And the length of time there begs a question that many are asking, and that is, can our presence there ever really solve the problem, which is Islamic ideology within that nation? Or, Sam, as you are hinting, is Afghanistan going to be to the United States the equivalent of a modern-day Vietnam?
Well, Dave, I know as we're talking back and forth here, I know our listeners are listening in. I wish I could just pick up the phone and say, all right, listener, what do you tell me what you think? Because my sense is from talking to folks and those of you who are listening to us, you may say yourself, I don't know if we can win in Afghanistan. Well, we haven't done a good job so far. 16 years is not a good evidence. However, on the other hand, I do want to know. I think I can't answer that question fully right now in that I'm not quite sure what the criteria is to determine when we win. In other words, I'm hoping that the military leaders have, in fact, made it clear what constitutes a win. Is it when there are no Taliban left on the ground? Is it when the military of Afghanistan or the government is not any longer given to corruption and have the ability to actually control efforts on the ground? It's right next to Pakistan. And Pakistan's had some real involvement. They've been feeding that problem. And part of what the president said, there's a component with Pakistan. But really, until I know the terms of what it means to win, I'm not so sure I'm prepared to say whether or not it will be successful. But at least I think the president, by saying we're going to win, we're going to kill terrorists, and we're not just going to walk out in defeat, we're going to win. I'd like that rhetoric because I haven't heard that for a long time.